I guess just whenever Gibbledings ready, yeah, we're ready. Right?
Yeah, we good? Yeah, we're good.
You gotta include the butthole of the cat. Mm-hmm.
That's actually gonna be the thumbnail of the episode.
Yeah. Do sorry it. Sorry about that.
Just the cat's butthole in front of a stand-up mic. Yeah.
Okay.
The fear.
You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
To No Dumb Idea.
Hello, welcome to No Dumb Idea, a podcast where we talk about, you know, pop culture media through the lens of improv discussions and games. I am your host for today, Dala, and who am I joined by? Who are my co-hosts?
Oh, well, you know, there's me, gym leader Nate, the one and only master of the one man band.
Ooh, I love it.
Hell yeah.
I just now decided that was true.
Okay. DJ Gibbledang over here.
Yeah, there you go.
No
shit. On the ones and twos.
Yeah. And we have a special feature on this song, on this ditty.
Diddy.
If you'd like to introduce yourself, we have August.
You can't say if you would like to introduce yourself and then introduce the fucking person. Are you serious?
All right. My name is August Fallon. I'm a failed performance artist. Ooh. From Europe, and I'm here today with you guys.
Cousin of Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, that's the right. Long lost.
We talked about this. Yeah. Yep. We found him. You know? Yeah. But no, I'm excited, actually. August is an amazing artist. You're literally like the artist's interpretation of you can do anything, because you've done visual arts, videos, especially for the theme of this episode, music. I don't know if you want to introduce yourself, some inspirations perhaps, or how you got into art, even in general.
I mean, like, the way I got into art is not like a happy story. It's like, it's the
even better,
you know, when you have like the kid who's like sped, and then they're like, you can do art, but you can't do anything else. And then they're like, and then you end up falling in love with art.
That's sick. That's sick.
Yeah.
That's fine. You put all your dedication, your motivation into it.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know if you want to tell like the audience like a little bit of what you've been up to lately.
I've been doing, so like right now I'm doing like video editing and animation for like some up and coming artists in LA that I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about. So we'll see how that goes.
Ooh.
Tight.
You heard it here first.
The more secretive, the better.
Exclusive.
Heard it first.
Yeah. Leaks. Leak the shit to me and we'll leak it out. No, but that's awesome. I mean, let us know. And whenever you get it out, we can try to... I'll post it on my story on IG.
I can go just put glowing reviews on everything. Let's go!
That's awesome.
Yeah, woo! 5 out of 5. Never saw it.
Amazing.
But no, your stuff is great. I highly recommend. We'll do plugs at the end. But, you know, I also wanted to check in about, you've gotten into music lately. Is that correct? Or, like, you've been doing music for a while?
Yeah, like, I kind of needed a break because, like, I don't know if I ever told you this, but, like, I was, like, in a museum a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I was doing the gallery scene really hard in the Bay. And then it was kind of dead. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't making money. And I was, like, mm-hmm. running some anarchist shows. And it was a lot. And I was like, I'm taking a break for a year, so I'm doing that. And then I'm doing like video editing and animation, and then I'm working on an album. So for fun.
Awesome. Yeah.
Tight.
What kind of music?
Like mostly electronic, actually. And then like I have like enough stuff that's written to make like an EP of like more like folk punky shit, but it'll be fun. And then also like I like to build instruments. So it's like,
that's dope.
Do you invent your own instruments
or are you building like just building a bridge instrument that already exists but this is yours
I think I had a trash caster Do you know, like, so, like, a Telecaster that was literally in the trash, and then I fixed it.
That's cool. Nice.
And then, like, I have, like, a noise box that, like, literally, I mean, I can even show you since it's audio. Sure. So, like, it's, like, you could just plug it in. It's, like, a piezo pickup.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can run it through, like, a bunch of reverb and shit and make weird-ass cool. sounds.
Nice.
And then I have a fuck ton of groove boxes and, like, I build synthesizers for fun. So, it's, like.
Nice.
Yeah.
Super cool.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Well. Yeah.
So. You're running the show. Tell me what to do.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. I wasn't sure if you wanted to play it or not.
Send me $1,000 and then we can continue.
Yeah, that's the first. And then, yeah, you have to pay to be on the show, everyone.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. And like I said, we were chatting like recently and you mentioned about the music. So it got me inspired to do a music themed episode. And, you know, this is a question for everyone here. You know, if you guys want to take turns or if you'd rather do it all at once, feel free. You can make it a mess.
Oh, I love making it a mess.
Yeah. Make it the hardest mess ever.
Ooh.
But what kind of genre of music do you guys y'all like? What kind of music are you into? What kind of music have you listened to over the years? And even just like, how do you get into new music, or how do you find new music, or if you don't?
I feel like I'll help everybody out by going first, because in terms of finding new music and what I listen to, I'm at a phase in my life. I've talked about this with people recently. It's kind of, I'm in a weird phase of my life where I'm not listening to music, like, ooh, at all. I don't know what happened. Just like in the last couple of years, I just kind of fell off and don't keep up at all with new music or anything. And anytime I have moments where I would be listening to music, I'm listening to an audiobook instead. And
that's music.
Yeah. Counts. It's weird. It's a weird juxtaposition from where I came from. Cause when I was younger, mm-hmm, my whole life was music, like choir, band, like musical theater, like all the way up through getting a performing arts degree. And like, until I was 22, like my whole life was injected with music constantly. And then,
yeah,
I don't know. I think in the years lately, I've just been I feel like nothing really hits just right. And then whenever I do, on the rare occasion, listen to music, it's just me going back to like my favorites and just listening to my favorites again.
That's fair.
Listening to old punk music or jazz or something. So, ooh, yeah,
good combo. Punk jazz,
you know,
jazz punk. Jazz punk, that's the thing.
Junk.
Hey, yeah, junk.
Listen to junk.
Puzz.
Yeah. I've listened to junk lately. All right.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah, I guess growing up, my parents they always had music playing, like always, no matter what they were doing, whether or not they were like, I mean, obviously driving, but like at home, you know, music was just always playing. And my dad in particular, like, he would always play his 80s music for sure. Like, it'd be a lot of fucking ska or like new wave or
nice,
even like early electro, like Grandmaster Flash, shit like that, you know.
Nice.
And then eventually, like, I absorbed a lot of different stuff when I was younger, and I love music. I'm not so much musically talented. I think I have an ear for it, but I'm trying to teach myself piano, but it's a bit tough.
You can sing.
Yeah, I guess.
You could sing.
We've been to karaoke together. Sing. You sure as hell can sing.
I forget about that. True. Yeah, I forget about that because I usually end up blacking out by the end of it, and then
you are drunk, or like, we're, you know, everyone's drunk.
I didn't
drunk,
remember
so.
The whole night. So
it's like the scene in Sunny Philadelphia where you're just like drunk, but you think you're doing really well, and we think you're doing well, but it's just like,
oh, shit. You're telling me I flirted with the waitress? But then, you know, and then the older I got, it was just, I always changed different styles and genres that I liked, like growing up and stuff, you know. But yeah, you know, every now and then I go back to the same favorite bands that I like. But no, I'm always trying to find something, not like actively trying to find something new, but if something new comes out, or if something that I haven't heard,
mm-hmm,
comes across my way and I like it, then I'll be like, okay, now let me check out the artists. Let me look at everything that they've done. Yeah. Yeah, that's it mainly. I could like list genres, but
yeah. How many? Go 50. Go.
It's a lot. How many genres?
Yeah. What about you, August?
I grew up. Do you guys know where the Gilman is, or the 924 Street Project Gilman, or whatever?
In Berkeley.
I'm not from Berkeley, so, like, so you'll have to. Help
yeah, me. In Berkeley.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's like the it's like an anarchist space that used to be run by like all these teenagers, and I kind of grew up there. But it was also weird because I was like, I was kind of there, but I was also like an art kid, and like I lived in Oakland. Mm. So like, and then there was a very like active choice when I got older. I was like, my friends are starting to do coke. I'm not going to be around these people anymore. And then like, you know, it's like, that's the thing. And then, so like music has always been a very like, I don't know. I don't actually think I'm musically gifted. So it's like the irony is that like, I do it for fun.
Oh, that's like, yeah, the way it's supposed to be probably.
Yeah.
Also, I just imagine you were raised by music. Like it's like your parents as music. Just the way that story was going.
I mean, it's not far from the truth.
That's what I was like. And then I was abandoned and they get picked up by a nice jazz and raised.
Mom was a folk.
And a punk.
Just a folk.
Dad was a punk.
Yeah.
Now you're a folk punk.
Yeah.
All right. So fucking father was a jazz, mother was a punk, and now it's me, junk.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right. So I don't know if you have any more you wanted to share.
I mean, to go riff off of that, like when I was 14, like if you guys know Alaric or Noothcrush, I was like their roadie for a little bit. So it's like shit. Death rock from the Bay. So like if you guys know them,
I can't say I do, but
it doesn't sound like,
but being a roadie at 14 sounds cool.
That was one genre.
It was, yeah.
This is how I found out new music though, through podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing you listened to instead of music. I listened to two things, music and podcasts to find new music.
Yeah.
There you go.
But no, that's awesome. Yeah, today's episode is going to be a music one, which is going to be fucking interesting because we have a game.
Yes.
And everyone here has a very vastly different music interests. Mm-hmm. August, you might unfortunately be at like slight disadvantage at this episode as the other two co-hosts I've made playlists with before and road trips, and so I know the music that they are into, but I did try to keep this.
Macho Man Randy Savage is gonna be yes,
Randy Savage's mix. Let's go. His rap album.
Yeah. Did you know about that, August? Macho Man did a rap album.
It's important.
It's got a couple hits off of that. It's pretty good.
So this is going to be like a karaoke, like guess the song style game. But, you know, obviously we can't just play music on the podcast because that would get, you know, just fucking take down immediately. So I recorded little samples of like acapella kind of karaoke.
Acapella?
Yeah, it's the much acapella, manlier version of acapella. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, acapella.
I ain't one of them acapellas. I'm an acapella.
The male version of acapella, too gay, too womanly. I hate it. I'm an acapella, bro.
I'm a male, it's acapella. Yeah,
there you go.
You know?
Acapello.
Okay.
But to make it a little more fun, I also, like, each song snippet I recorded myself is going to be modified by a little bonus. So contestants, I'll play the audio, you'll buzz in, I'll finish the audio, and then I'll go in order of who buzzed as best I can.
Okay.
And you'll guess the artist for 1 point, song for 2 points, and then how I manipulated the song for another 2 points. And the points could be split. Okay. So, for example, if August guessed the correct artist, but Nate guessed the song and the modifier bonus thing, Nate would get the 4 points, August would get one, or so forth. So just buzz in. This will be a test practice just to make sure, one, you guys can hear it, and kind of an example. So this one, I mean, you don't have to buzz in for this, but just as an example, this is something you'll hear.
Schmappy schmirthday, schmoo schmoo. Schmappy schmirthday, schmoo schmoo.
in which
that's so
this is
terrible, dude.
This is happy birthday, but I replaced all the first letter of each word with like a SH sound. So right. As an example, that would be the bonus. Good. And you'd guess.
I hope we go into this and it turns out it's all just you replacing things with schmu.
All of it.
Well, you already won.
I will say I did make, you know, I try to pick like the most popular song from different artists, so that way it would hopefully be something easily picked up by anyone, even listeners.
Okay.
So when you buzz in, you know, again, give your artist the song or the modifier or all three. You can do in any whatever parts you're confident with.
Okay.
Also for the bonus, I'll allow whoever's closest. So, like, for example, if one guessed something but it's not close enough and someone else guessed something closer, I'll give that point to them. But if they're not closer, then, yeah. You'll learn as it goes. So, anyways, here is the first one. So, remember, buzz in whenever you're ready.
What the fuck is this, dude? This sounds like Minions. Jazz.
Did you say jazz?
I buzzed them.
I said jazz. I put a little spin on it. Turn this off.
I'm going to go with Nate. Sure. Gym leader Nate, would you like to guess any? And then Gibbledang second.
I mean, yeah, the thing I'm going to guess is I think you edited this to make it sound like Minions and you're saying Minion words like banana and whatnot.
That is a 2 points for gym leader Nate. Would you like to guess the song or
nope,
artist?
No idea about any of that, but
Jesus Christ.
Gibbledang, would you?
I guess play it one more time.
Sure, sure. And I also, I'll also give a year and genre if you guys need. So for this one, since I'm going to play it again, it's R&B from 1999.
Dude, this sucks.
You didn't include lyrics. We're so fucked.
I hate this.
Listen to the rhythm. Any last guess?
It's Scrub.
Oh,
Scrub. It's Scrub by TLC.
Oh, Gibbledon, you didn't buzz in, but I'll give those to you. Yes, that is.
Well, I was already. It was already my thing, I think. Ah, whatever, fine.
Well, no, you gotta rebuzz, but yeah. But I'll give it to you. That's 3 points for Gibbledon for the song and artist.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. So you get it, All right, y'all ready for the next one? I love. It's funny because this is. I feel like I'm like, oh man, this is so like intimate to me because I do this shit all the time when I'm alone.
Oh yeah. You mean stimming? Like
yeah, like, basically.
Yeah, I'm aware. I do too.
All right, anyways, next one we have is this one.
Face to face, find your what amazing its view. Clear and is, answer the but blind you make the always. Will fear you about no I much not there's different. Someone be you that hoped I be, cause all distant me made that bride my its. Admit, must I demanding to be was I fault, you're not its. Understanding my be this could ongoing what's.
Jazz buzz.
But buzz, yeah, yeah.
Daft Punk face to face, and you reverse like. Either you're saying it backwards. Yeah, I think you're saying everything backwards.
Yeah, that's 5 points.
I've never heard that song in my life. I didn't know that was the name of a Daft Punk that felt, song.
That felt
face to face
unfair.
Me personally,
no worry. There's plenty.
I would have leaned other directions with that, Daft Punk, but you know, I me personally.
To be fair, it's kind of hard to reverse the lyrics of rock, robot, rock, robot. It'd be
again. Yeah, I feel like you're going lyrics to ones that aren't the ones that are played constantly in their like most popular like robot rock.
Yeah.
not Around the World or Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. Mm-hmm. None of that.
Wait, Around the World. Revert the world around. World be around.
Lose Yourself to Dance. Get Lucky.
Also, is the volume loud enough, or you guys need it louder?
No, it's fine.
Perfect.
I think okay.
Any louder, and actually, that'd be terrible.
That's fine. Yeah, no, that's why I put it at 50%. I think that's good. But all right, next one we have. Now, this is a fun one.
We'll be singing. We'll be leaving. We'll be swimming.
Steven, what the hell, dude? What are you doing in here?
What the
fuck? Get out! And your damn
oh God, get out of here! I'm trying
this
to record. Jesus
it's,
Christ!
It's
no,
like
this.
4 minutes.
I swear to God, the song. No, you don't understand.
Over.
It's gonna be a hit.
You're
like,
supposed to be
I
taking
up
for
God.
Dinner. What the fuck? The
look,
kids, come on, they're in the car.
We'll go to dinner after.
You already said. Look, Steven, stop. Shut up.
We'll go to dinner.
The song is going nowhere. You're going nowhere.
This is a real song? This is
it's modified in a very heavily way, I will say this one is.
Wait, so are the words the same?
Part of them are. The beginning part is accurate. Here, I'll play it again.
Yeah, go for it.
And oh, this is a dance rock / alt rock from 1997. In case that helps. Think of the perfect bar song, karaoke or so, you know.
Freebird,
yeah.
You're not far off.
We'll be swimming.
Steven,
that
Steven,
part
what
is
the
part
hell?
Is made
babe,
up.
Babe,
also.
What
are you doing in here?
Dinner.
What the?
I fucking hate get out. You and your damn
oh God, get out of here! I'm trying to
this
record.
Sucks.
Jesus
it's
Christ!
Like
no,
this 4 minutes.
I swear to God, the song. No, you don't understand.
Over.
It's gonna be a hit.
You're
like,
supposed to be taking.
That's enough, Dalma.
Yeah, I've got nothing for.
Any guesses on the modifier or anything?
Jazz.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you don't have to jazz in, but yeah, go ahead.
I don't think the song is actually interrupted by a domestic dispute. Although I wish it was. More songs should kind of not
that is correct.
Not end
yeah.
that way, I guess, but you know, kind of peter off into whatever that was.
Yeah.
The arguing?
Yeah, the argument. Yeah. Here, would it help if I said I get knocked down but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down.
Huh?
It's literally that for like pissing the night away. He drinks the whiskey drink. He drinks the vodka drink. He drinks the. Y'all don't know Tub Thumping by Chumba
no,
Wumba?
No. It's not.
It's Chumba Wumba.
It's that. How
Chumba Wumba.
Was that at all? Tub Thumping by Chumba Wumba in any way?
The first part.
Really?
Can you play that again?
Do I just not know
yeah,
the
listen
intro
to, the first
to that
part.
Song?
Yeah. Well, no. No one probably does. And that's what. This is the like snare and like the music in the background.
We'll be singing.
I hear it.
Yep. See?
We'll be
singing.
Steven, what the
babe,
hell?
Babe, what are you doing in here? And
no.
then it's like right when it's like.
No, it no.
I'm screwed
oh, man.
For this game, that's for sure. I am screwed.
No, you got points. No. I got no points.
Yeah.
The gym leader's in the lead. Wait, no, it's.
Luckily, I knew what minions sounded like, so thank God.
That's true. That is true. Don't worry, there's 15 total, but don't worry, we don't have to do them all.
I want to do every single one.
I overdid because I wasn't sure how fast they were.
You're not getting out of this. Right. We're doing every single one.
No, I'm down for that. Like, just time-wise. All right, let's go move on then if we want to do all of these. Here's the next one.
Trapped in purgatory, a lifeless object, a live wave. Awaiting reprisal, death will
oh,
be
I know
there
this. The oh, damn it.
Gym leader Nate.
Hey Ya by Outkast. Yeah. But the words have been changed to like synonyms.
Not quite. I'll give it to you unless someone can guess. Here, let me play it again. Play it again from the start. If anyone wants to steal the bonus points.
Lifeless object, alive wave. Awaiting reprisal, death will be there. Acquittance, the sky is turning. What? Red return to power draws near. Fall into me. The skies, crimson tears, abolish the rules made of.
Is this, actually words from Dante's Inferno or something?
Blood. Raining.
No guess?
Raining blood?
it's
the words from
blood,
raining blood.
It's fucking yeah. That's so stupid.
It's the lyrics to Raining Blood by Slayer sung over
to the tune of Hey Ya.
I'll call it, I don't know, because you guys both got it the same, so I don't know. I'll split the 2 points.
That's
you get
Nate's.
One.
I didn't.
You want to give
this?
Right.
Yeah. That's so dumb.
So cool. So far, so good.
This is not what I was expecting from a music game, but it's infinitely better.
Oh, no. I will say it was fucking fun, but also stressful because I'd make 5 a day in like 3 days. So it was just like to try to get it in time for this episode. So,
nice.
Yeah. That's why they're all so shitty. So enjoy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this is the version I'm going to be playing.
Studio quality.
They're beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, August, can I join your band?
You're
stuff, right?
This is your audition.
Yeah, but you're gonna be on drums, yeah, so it'll be okay.
Sick.
Yeah. Desktop drums.
The desk.
Yeah.
You're gonna be on desk.
Anyways, all right, we have our number 5. This might be. Let's see how this one goes. Ha ha ha
ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha
ha ha ha.
No way.
Oh no, my brain is blanking. I can't remember.
You get 4. Yeah, 4 points though for that one.
Jazz.
So you...
Wait, so you got the song and you got the bonus? That was that's what happened.
But not the artist.
I mean, who is it?
Gorilla.
Yeah. It's the gorillas.
Cuz my brain kept saying monkeys, but I knew that wasn't right. So I was like, I don't know what their actual name is. I'm just to keep thinking monkeys over and over again.
Yeah. Monkeys with a Z instead of an S.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say on my notes, I wrote, it's the modifier for this one, technically, I wrote is, the guy from the beginning of the song just can't stop laughing.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine from the start. But yeah, that's close enough. I don't think anyone would have gotten closer. All right, we have our number 6. We're actually going through pretty quick. We're making good time.
Turns out a lot more time to prepare this game than it is to play it, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Hey, trying to think of different modifiers or characters and things to be singing different songs that you guys also would, I would reference to your playlists and make sure someone at least knew the song. That's the trouble, August. Unfortunately, I didn't have your spot. I couldn't lurk on your Spotify.
It's okay.
They're all top songs. You'll get one. Actually, you already got one. So, but next,
nice. I got 1 point.
This is actually golf. Golf rules. Less is winner.
Dang it!
A twist.
Yeah. All right. Next one. We number 6. We have this song.
I stand here with my headache, going off some ugly girl to hurt me from my new thoughts. I work condemnation, smell it, then there she goes. She does smell a nothing like Satan, and she listens like a rough woman. Hate that I ignored where I am old.
Oh, Buzz.
That's Gibbledon.
It's the Killers.
Yep.
When you were young, and you're saying the...
Sorry, that's... Yeah, 3 points now.
You're saying the opposite of the lyrics.
Yep, yeah. That's wow, a solid that's five right crazy. There. All 5 points across the boards. The board. Good job, good job.
Cheers.
All right. This next one's a personal favorite. I don't... Is it this?
Is that another argument?
The next one's my... Yeah, yeah. It's one of my favorites, though I don't know if you guys will... I don't know. This will be an interesting one.
Good. Probably so. All right, easy.
Let's... Yeah, yeah, watch.
Dog, what the fuck is this?
August has that look of
oh my god, dude.
Nine Inch Nails, or it's like Freak on a Leash, but or no, that's not Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, you got it with Freak on a Leash. Yeah. I will give you those points.
Fucking, what the fuck is his name? Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't remember. It's gonna like bother me.
Majors.
Jonathan Majors.
Yeah. Yes. What was
he's back?
Do you know what the modifier was?
It's Korn. Yep. There we go.
I'll give you that. Do you know the modifier was for that one? Since you're all, it's still your turn, August. If you want, if not, that's fine.
Oh, it's you were just humming.
Oh,
I
think I got like, the modifier.
I do too. Modifier. Yeah, I do too.
I think
gym leader Nate.
I think the gym leader's got it.
It's that whatever song August said, as if it were in Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Yeah, that too. Or it's an acapella.
Or it's Miss Piggy.
No.
Yeah, it's Miss Piggy.
I like Miss Piggy. Yeah. Let's go with that one.
That is smart. That's that. But unfortunately, the Miss Piggy is a that's just the guitar. Me doing the guitar sound. No, the modifier for this is I brushed my teeth during this song.
Can you play it again?
Yeah, yeah. Let me get to the middle part or so. Yeah. I was inspired because I don't know if y'all heard the Tupac like AI that was like replacing Tupac's rapping with like brushing.
Oh, yeah.
That was what inspired this song. I had a hum to make the sound, otherwise it wouldn't work. So yeah, that's not, like I said, one of my favorites. Right.
It's Tupac, so but it's funny. A toothbrush.
Yeah, yeah. I fucking love that stuff. It's so good. Oh my God. I guess just to pause things real quick, we have let's do a point tally. We have August with 4 points currently, followed by gym leader Nate with an 11, and Gibbledon with 15. Not too far.
Nice.
Yeah, Gibbledon. By far.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of points to be earned.
I feel like it's.
I don't know.
I feel like the playlist you just looked through was mine.
Was just.
No. I looked through both. Well, I would go through the like New Year's Eve and make sure I tried to like make sure it's like half or so. Don't worry, this back half, gym leader Nate's got or August. We don't know.
I'm all about. I don't the know back what you listen to.
So. Yeah. All right. We have song 8.
Ain't no joke.
Where was I? Shit, fuck. I really need to get a band. Attack. I go with boom. Boom. Boom, boom.
Oh, my
God. So don't delay. Act now. Ba-da-da-da. Wow. 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 Ba 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 beep. Boom. Boom. Boom.
Oh, fuck. I don't know that song. Oh, wait.
Buzz. Jazz. Buzz.
Ah, damn.
Gym leader Nate buzzed in.
I don't... okay, so I think all I know is... I literally could get 0 points here. But I'm gonna go the the bonus, the editing part, is this is as if it was one person trying to do the whole thing by themselves a cappella. Like he's
got 2 points.
And then, is it Walking on the Sun? Is that the name of the song? I don't know. I can't
that
remember.
That is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember who it's by.
Oh, anyone want to steal the artist? Or Gibbledon, you buzzed in second, actually.
Well, actually, I think I forgot the artist, too. 5 seconds. It's not August. Limp Bizkit.
You're to steal.
It's not Limp Bizkit, no. but I'm seeing the letters B and Z.
No, it's Nirvana.
It's
Nirvana.
You just got to take it
it's,
out of ecstasy.
Wait, think Shrek. Think Shrek.
Oh, it's
Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth, yeah.
August, you said it first. So there you go.
It's Bash. Yeah. It's Bash's Mouth.
The modifier for this one I put in my notes is, and Jim Leonard got it, but I put one man band who can only pay for one recording session. It's like we do it in one.
Yeah, do it in one. One take.
One take smash.
God.
All right.
I wish that now I want to see a version of Shrek where all the Smash Mouth songs are replaced with somebody doing that for all of them.
<It's me. laughs>
Yeah, just you.
Dolly,
you need
to
make
this
edit, actually.
Sure. I'll edit it in. August, you help.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
So this one's going to be an interesting one, I think. Let's give number 9 a listen.
Rap stitches telling all their business, sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around. Get the whole label set up for years. Get the whole label sent up for years. Get the whole label sent up for years.
Buzz.
Ah, son of a bitch.
This is 500. I will walk 500 miles by. The Entertainer? No, what's the name? The Somethingers? Oh, God.
I don't know
the other info. That's all I know.
Okay. You're close enough with the song. The song name's a bit different. It's I'm Gonna yeah. Be,
oh,
parentheses,
I'm gonna be,
yeah. 500 miles.
500 miles, yeah.
But I'll give you that too, because I don't think anyone. But Gib, you buzzed in.
The song is Rap Snitch Knishes by MF Doom.
Yup.
And the artist.
The lyrics.
God, I'm going to
say. Oh, the artist. Oh, yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Is that. You just said it.
No, MF but Doom. For the.
No, that was for the. The lyrics of that song were replaced by MF Doom. Yeah.
I feel like I'll sound racist if I say this. Is the band called The Foreigners?
Why would you be racist? That's close, but nah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
all right, bye, guys. I gotta go.
Crimes.
All right, canceled.
Canceled.
I feel like it's on the tip of my tongue, the name of the band.
Any guess for August for the band or anyone else? Last call?
I think you recorded this into your phone while you had free time for the bonus.
I mean, it's a me, Dala. Dala's the artist.
It's not a real song.
Yeah. No, this is the... Proclaimers.
Proclaimers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or the artists. Artists. Okay.
They do be proclaiming, though.
Yeah, they're
actually
saying shit.
Check. Sorry, one second.
How are we doing for time?
Oh, damn. We're hella good for time. Damn. I thought we were like. Yeah, I was worried. I made hella songs. Yeah, we got time. I made hella songs because I was like worried. It was funny because I almost did 10. I was like, I don't know how long this will take. But, all right.
Could have done 20.
10. Yeah, should have. I probably should have. I'll make some as we go. Like, I'll just improv some.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Oh, no.
So, number 10, I'll do the acapella live too. Like, here's what the drums would sound like. Boom, tss, boom, tss. And then imagine that, but over is woo, 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 or you know, some shit. All right. Number 10. Let's see what we have.
Get on with it.
This is happening. Talk about low budget flight. Talk about low budget flight. No food or movies. This is happening. Talk about low budget flight. Talk about low budget flight. I'm out of here. This is happening. I like running better. Every world has its end. I know that's kind of sad. This is happening. That's why you got to live life to the fullest. For as long as I can remember. Yeah, yeah, I've been living. For as long as I can remember. Yeah, yeah, I've been living.
Jazz. This.
It's Gibble doing.
This is America by Childish Gambino.
I know the edit.
But the edit is just.
I know the edit.
Just talking about flying and how much you prefer other ways of travel.
The edit is lines from Sonic 3. It's Sonic's lines from Sonic 3.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Wait, what?
It's Sonic the Hedgehog quotes. There's a few others later in the song that are from other areas, I think. Yep, that, so those points are allocated three for Gimbling, two for Jim Lee.
Can I listen to that whole one again, please?
Sure, sure. Yeah, Odyssey was another fun. This was a fun one to record because trying to like meter out the lyrics to quotes from fucking Sonic was a tough one. So let's give it one more listen.
This is happening. Talk about low budget flight. Talk about low budget flight. No food or movies. This is happening. Talk about low budget flight. Talk about low budget flight. I'm out of here. This is happening. I like running better. Everyone has its end. Kind of sad. This is happening. That's why you got to live life to the fullest for as long as I can remember. Yeah, yeah, I've been living for as long as I can remember. Yeah, yeah. I've
oh my god, dude.
So good.
That is insane.
If I had like a minute or two more, I was like, originally I was like, oh, for all the little like background, like woo and shit, I was like, I should just put like Sonic's like whoa or like random sounds from like Sonic,
just like the ring, like, the ring going like bing.
Yeah, might be too much though, unfortunately. But I'm okay, pretty good. All right, let's take a pause and catch up on our points. See how many we have.
This is the green.
So we
song.
Right now, we have Gym Leader Nate with 17. August currently has 5. Doing pretty good. Keep it going. Keep and strong. And Gibbledang with 20.
Hell yeah!
So not too.
Jeez.
Not
like, I'm trying, too big, but yeah. I don't think I'm gonna catch
him. No. Hey, we still have, one, two, three, four, five more. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I was throwing off the numbers. So, you got plenty. And each
At first, I thought
five,
there was only 15, but now that I know there's 16,
Well, the 16th is because there was the test audio happy birthday one.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Oh, happy birthday? I'd like to guess.
Yeah, who sung it?
But it's by Schmiz. And it was by you. Schmiz.
Schmanson.
Ooh, Schmanson.
Schmanson.
Schmum, schmop, schmumida, schmop, schmop, schmop.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay. Next one.
This
one's
a fucking minute long. What bit is this going to be?
This
one's one of my favorites.
Jesus Christ, dude.
All right. Ready? And that is it with sports, and let us pass it over to Dala for weather. Thank you, Dala. So yeah, if you look over here, man, it's a hot one. It's going to be like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well, I hear you whisper and the words melt everyone, but you could stay so cool. Mona Cuta. My Spanish Harlem Mona Lisa. And from the left, you're my reason for reason. The step in my groove, yeah. And if you said, this life ain't good enough, I would give you my world to lift you up. I could change my life to better suit your move. And make sure you wear umbrellas. You gotta wear them real tight.
Is this Prince Purple Rain?
Did you say Prince?
Yeah,
no, Purple Rain. You're close, but no.
Buzz.
That's gym leader Nate.
Is this Careless Whisper?
No. You guys this are is... y'all are circling around it, but
Buzz. That's
not it. Gibbleding?
Well, it's a hot one. This is Santana? Is this Santana?
It is Santana. That's 1 point for the artist.
No, I'm lost.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, so it's Santana, and it's sung by a weatherman, but I don't know the song.
Sure. That is another 2 points. So, y'all don't know the song, you don't think? Do any of you know Santana songs? Okay.
I know zero Black Santana Magic Woman? Songs, so...
That is a Santana song, yeah, but that is not it. It is
Hotel California. Oh.
Featuring Rob Thomas. Yeah. Yeah. Hotel Santana Fornia.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, no, it's smooth. Yeah, that was one of my favorites. It's funny because I did this and then I remembered there's like, I don't know if y'all have seen, there's this weatherman who's like notorious for slipping in titles to metal songs in his weather forecast.
I have seen that, yeah.
Where he's like, you guys got to be careful because you might be down with the sickness because of all this snow and coming from whatever.
He has like a fan page where they submit song titles that he's forced to work into the weather announcements. So he like takes the top 10 from that week and he'll make sure they appear somewhere in his monologue.
That's awesome. So as you can see on Saturday, there's going to be some hammer smash faces happening.
Yeah,
as
there's there some you go.
Hail happening.
And on Sunday, it will like be raining blood. Back to you for sports.
Wait, what was it? No, nothing. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Anyways.
Yeah. Anyways, number 12, you know? And Santana one was, it's funny because when I was doing the Santana one,
mm-hmm.
I love Santana, singing Santana a lot, that I, like when I was reading it, like as a weatherman, I would just actually instinctively start singing. So I had to do like 5 takes because I just kept actually like singing. I'm like, no.
Honestly, funny enough. So this type of thing, I do this constantly, singing songs, but where I add like a silly, just it's all just one silly thing. Like me and my friend do this literally all the time. Like one of my favorites is just singing, it's rain and rain. Rain.
Nice.
Rain. Rain. Over and over. Rain, rain, rain. I'm gonna go Buzz. Out. Wet.
Cyndi Lauper, Men Just Wanna Have Fun. Just in a song about rain.
There you go. No, yeah,
I do this shit like...
You know, men just do want to have fun. Dala, we need to talk about that. How come men can't have fun anymore?
I know, right?
What's going on with that?
The woke agenda.
Yeah.
Am I right?
All right, play the song.
Against us being silly guys.
Yeah. I just want to have a goofer time, you know?
Not allowed. Not anymore. Next. Not in Trump's America.
Yeah. Ooh, this is going to be a tough one. But let's find out.
Guitar. Buzz, I would like.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
I
want to say the bonus part and then not then get that over with and then listen to it.
Okay.
So
all the individual sounds have been replaced with you naming the instrument. The phonetic. Yeah.
You're real close. Unless someone can get closer, I will give it to you. You're like so close, but like there's a little bit more. There's like one little more bit to it.
Say it again. Or not say it again, but play it again.
Play it.
Yeah, okay. Ooh, here, I'll play from the start.
Oh, the lyrics are sound, whereas the sounds are lyrics.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you got it. They swapped instruments and okay. vocals are swapped, essentially. And so that's 2 points. That's why I was like, you're so close. I'm like, I feel like we can get there. And then Gibble, or did you have any other gym leader, Nate, you want to give before Gibbleding?
No, gives? I do not know the song at all. Okay.
And then Gibbleding. Enter Sandman by Metallica. Or is it Exit that, Sandman? That is correct. Or The Sandman? I don't know.
Ooh, you have to get it right or else.
Wait, that's Enter Sandman?
What?
Enter Sandman.
Play that again.
Yeah, that was Enter. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I want to hear that again, actually.
Ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba, you could rip my penis right off my body. Right?
See, there you go. That's perfect. I played it.
You heard it for the first time right here, folks. Gibbledon, rip your penis right off your body.
No.
Oh.
Sleep with one eye open.
God, sleep with my penis open.
That's so great. The background is so. The background makes it feel like I'm going insane actively. Like,
yeah. That, well, that's enough of that one. That's what that was. Yeah. Like I said, it's a wall of sound. It's just That's pretty much what our podcast sounds like, anyway. So, yeah. If our podcast had a theme, that would be it. Unfortunately, it's not that.
We're gonna have to get a new theme made where it's the same one. It's the No Dumb Idea theme we have now, but it's all that. It's all people.
All right, Dala. For the next episode. Well, that's lag. No, that's gonna be you. It's your thing.
This would be me.
Yeah, you gotta do an acapella
it'll be,
intro.
It'll be a lag Dala collab.
Yeah.
And then August, you could produce. It'd be perfect. Lag is the guy that
he'll shatter.
He'll shatter our theme. It'll be great.
Yeah, there you go.
Do it better.
You have one of those like director sticks with like the little bit of leather. I guess you could whip somebody with it. Yeah.
Director stick? What the fuck?
Talking about a, you know what I mean? Conductor's baton?
A whip?
Yeah, I guess. No, not a conductor's baton. It's like a stick. It's like a big stick. There's a handle. And then at the end, there's like, it looks like a little loop of leather. And you go...
That's a riding crop for horses.
That's a riding crop.
Okay, I've seen...
Yeah.
They like have bull horns. That's like the comedy thing.
You know that one stick your dad holds in order to make you do your chores? You know, the one...
Found it in my mom and dad's closet.
Yeah. It was all sticky.
Oh my god! If I was directing this fucking podcast, you best believe there would be one of those sticks.
Yeah, listeners, as little as you know, on Gibbledings episodes, we get fucking whipped on.
Yeah, actually, every time we try to say something and that's not how we watch the episode to go, he's like, "Ah, no, bad."
Yeah,
what was it called again?
You're not funny.
A riding crop.
Oh, like riding R-I-D
for riding horses. For,
it's funny because when you said that, I pictured a person in those like. Pants with the like waist are hella like wide and like the little hats mm-hmm. and all the fucking
full
horse riding gear,
I guess exactly. I don't know if this is what I mean, but you know, continue the thing. I'm gonna look up directing stick.
sure.
This is gonna be like a bad porno you find right there, my friend.
Or a good porno.
Yeah, true. Gibbledings worked on some good
bad
pornos.
Porno. What's a bad porno?
I think that's just called a normal movie.
Yeah.
True. Didn't even fuck. All right.
Me watching What's Eating Gilbert Grape, like, damn, this is the worst porno I've ever seen.
Leonardo didn't even get laid. What's wrong?
Said there's just this fat lady all the time just whining about stuff.
Oh shit. For some reason that makes me more true.
So it's been better for you.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay. We have number 13. A super spooky number 13. Let's go, baby.
Give you the gun. Blow me away. And I watched a change in you. It's like you never had wings. Now you feel so alive. I've Watched you change. Now you feel alive.
Is it playing?
I knew it would be Nosferatu. Jazz. Jazz.
You said Gibbleding?
So I know it's Nosferatu.
Sure.
This is Nosferatu singing Deftones' Change in the House of Flies.
Oh, God damn. All 5 points to go to you.
I think this is Count Chocula. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's true. This is definitely Count Chocula. That's so true.
Yeah. But yeah, no, perfect. It's topical. Seems it's appropriate. Like, I think Nosferatu would be a big Deftones fan.
I don't think I've ever listened to Deftones before. Or at least not on purpose. You have. Like, I'm sure I've heard it somewhere, but I didn't know that's who it was at the time, so it's not. Yeah. There's no way I would know.
Fuck, I accidentally listened to Deftones. Damn it.
For a quick second, I thought you said on purpose instead of purpose. On purpose? I've never listened to that on purpose.
Oh my god. Dala, is one of these just burps? Because if not, you really missed an opportunity there.
Ooh. Oh, or farts.
Oh, yeah.
The farts would probably be more. Yeah. But
a burp fart? Ooh, is there a burp fart song on this?
I'm trying to think of like an actual song that has burps and farts, but I replaced those with like lyrics.
I feel like that'd be pretty hard to find an actual song with burps and farts in it, though. Unless it was by like Tenacious D or something.
Ooh. I mean, we have fucking. I mean, we also have Kanye West singing "Poopy Scoop, Scoopity Whoop." Poop to scoop to poop. So
well, there you go. You could have used that one.
Did that actually happen? It definitely happened. Yeah.
I blocked it out.
Yeah, you could have done that. Yeah.
Good old Yeezy.
I do the fucking.
Yikes!
All right, we have two more. We're getting there. It's actually. Let me see. So we have August has 5 points. 19 for Gym Leader Nate. And 30 for Gibbledon.
Dala, I'm really glad you were like, I'm gonna bring my friend who makes their own music and like is an accomplished person on here and embarrass them by making only music that's me going like me. Recognize that, dick.
Yeah. Hey, to be fair, I did text August. I was like, you know, like regular music, right? Like
regular music. You know, regular. Hey, none of that weird shit you listen to, but like, you know, regular music.
Hey, you've listened to normal people music, right?
Yeah, right. Don't worry, I don't like regular music either. Love you, August.
It's okay.
As you should be. No, Dala does this a lot. It's just happened to ruin.
That's what he does.
Oh my god.
To be fair, like Gym Leader said, you're accomplished. You're winning in life. Where Gilding's winning.
Yeah, true. Like, yeah, we need to tear you back down to our level.
Yeah, bring him down. All right. Anyways, yeah. Oh, for a bonus, if August gets any of these right, they get double points.
He wins.
Whoa.
Triple. We'll do a triple. Fuck it.
Oh, thanks.
Triple.
Yeah. Triple points
times
for
10, dude. Do times 10. You're not down.
There you go. Yeah, fuck it. Might as well, yeah. All right. We have our last two. I try to, much like the fucking Pikmin episode or the one with the 69th episode where I thought Pikmin would be the hardest. I don't know if these last two are the hardest. I tried, but they're probably the easiest, knowing fucking
how
my luck.
It does tend to kind of be how it is keep going. Like with all games all of us make. Everything. Yeah. Every time we have what we think is going to be hard, people are like, got it. Easy.
Okay, should we keep going?
Nah, I think this is a good stopping point.
We'll just cut it here.
Yeah, just end here.
No outro, just all of a sudden end music.
Yeah. All right, next song, 14.
Ooh, yes. Which is like a road that you travel on when there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. What am I?
Buzz.
It's Gym Leader Nate.
So this is Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts. But no, I don't know the edit. I don't know exactly what you're supposed to be.
Jazz?
So you wait, real, just real quick before we move on. You'll get the 3 points. It's technically by Tom Cochrane. Coltrane? It's a cover. It's a fucking cover. Yeah. But I'll give it to you because I thought it was Rascal Flatts.
Okay. Wow.
They covered it apparently. Yeah.
The world's most famous Gilding, song what would you is a like cover. To say? That's crazy.
you're singing song. It as if you're a goblin or like it's a goblin's riddle or something.
Yeah, a bridge
that,
troll.
Wow. There you go. That was. How did you guess riddle?
Did you
that,
not?
The fact that you guessed that it was a riddle is crazy.
Yeah.
You think I don't know my trolls and goblins and ghouls?
Gobbledygooks?
Come on.
Here, we'll play one more time.
Which is like a road.
Also, because he says, what is like a road?
Yeah.
And the next day, good. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes
now
you
I just imagine it as a DM, like putting this what into a campaign I? Without people knowing you're quoting Life is. What am I? And you have to be that like, be oh, cool. You're a highway.
What am I?
Life. Yeah, life.
You were really listening so to this song, you know?
I guess, yeah, you're right.
Already taken the Life is a Highway message to heart. That's why he answered life.
Oh, shit. So, August, by the way, do you D&D or no?
I mean, I did when I was younger, but like not for a long time. But yeah.
Oh, no, I was just like thinking about it because like, I know a lot of the drink and draw people do. But
I feel like D&D is like drugs. It's like either you burn out on it when you find it while you're young, or you find it like right around 18, and it's for you with you for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like that's fair.
Or you just do weird drugs. I was doing Mutant Crawl Classic.
What?
Have you guys heard of that?
No, that sounds cool though.
You start as like 4 mutants at the beginning of the game, and you like roll for mutations. And the expectation is that like you get like a bunch of mutants that just don't fucking work.
That's so
fun. And
then
3 of them die by the first.
That's amazing.
So like,
oh, shit,
like dungeon crawling.
Dart's really cool too.
So like you can be like, oh, like my mutant like all of a sudden grows gills, but he is on land, so he's just now he can't breathe.
But, yeah, actually something like that. Like you could be like, what is the word? You know, you can read people's thoughts, but like you can't turn it off. So you're constantly around other people and hearing everything they're thinking. Or that's like sick.
Autistic.
Yeah. No, that's it. That's definitely
with people's thoughts.
Yeah. We're definitely not gonna cancel down.
Yeah, you're a foreigner. Is it a mutation?
Whoa, canceled.
real quick, how long does that game take, roughly? Or like, are they like D&D where they can take like X amount of time? Or okay,
yeah, sure, but like, I mean, I did that during the pandemic, but like, it was because, but like, I started playing Dungeons & Dragons when I was like in middle school, but I think it is true. You either like you start it when you're like you either if you do it once it gets weirder
for mutation. Especially if and you, oh, I've got 9 dicks now. Damn it again.
That's right.
Or yes, yeah, so 18.
God, it's one less than normal.
Yeah. True, a true free.
Missing a dick.
Oh shit! All right, let's jump to our last song. And again, August, this is tripled for you if you get it, any parts right.
Okay, we'll pay attention.
Yeah, no, you're good. Yeah, for one, the first time.
Ooh, 17 seconds.
I will say there is the bonus on this. I'm gonna be a little bit more pedantic and see if people can get it on the nose or as close as they can. So, listen carefully.
Load is on song, bring all friends, can't find any, lose out to, how over the, and to assure, go no wish, no tell dirty eye.
Oh, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
That is correct. Do you know the bonus?
It sounds like you're talking about your laundry, but I could be wrong.
No, that is incorrect. If you guys want to hear the other two, let me play it.
Are the words literally backwards?
No, you're closer. So unless someone can get
play it again.
Load is on song. Bring all friends. Can't find any. Lose out to. How over the.
Jazz. So I think you've taken like the first half of like the like some of the lyrics, like you're switching the sentences like halves. Does that make sense? No?
I think I get you. I think I know what you mean, and I'll say you're closer.
Okay.
So unless someone has something closer, I'll like give it to
each
you.
Each line, the words of that line have been said in the reverse order?
No, so like, okay, so there's a line, like lyrics, right? Like what are they, like,
Smells like teen spirits.
No, but like, okay, so it's like, there's one line of text, right? And right below it is another line of text. So what I think Dala did was take the top line, right? Kind of like take the first half, replace it with the bottom text, first half, and then, you know, you see what I mean?
Splicing lines like together.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So that's essentially what it is, because I don't think anyone's going to get closer than that. Every other word is, I alternated between the actual lyrics and the lyrics from Weird Al Yankovic's parody Smells Like Nirvana.
Oh yeah, no, low, not at all. Dude, no.
Yeah. Well, no, but you got
I was
it.
On that's the trail. Saying,
that's
I could have got
as close as, like, I think. Yeah.
That does mean that August gets 30 points.
August got 30 points, though.
Yeah. Is it three or was it times three or times ten?
Times ten, so that's 30.
So I think Gibbles still deserves it.
Let's tell you though.
Let's find out. Y'all talk while I count these points because I can't do both.
I think you deserved it because you guessed the greatest song of all time right there at the end from the greatest band of all time. Nirvana. Smells Like Nirvana.
All right. Smells like the dollar. So actually, all right, we have, here's the scores. With 22 points, we have Gym Leader Nate.
Golf rules.
Pretty good, actually. That's, pretty good. 34 points, we have Gibbledang. Oh. And 35 points, we have August.
There it
what?
Is.
The
red and that's how it's done.
If we had agreed, we agreed to it ahead of time, you know, we had to snipe those last ones. We didn't want you to get 30 points. That's all I'm saying, you know.
Oh shit! Funny. Yeah. So we will, you know, we like to make a winner of everyone that joins.
Yeah,
but you know, as the winner, why don't we let you? You know, your reward is that you get to, you know, share your plugs first. You know, share where people can find you, what you've been up to.
I'm probably just going to be dumping it on Instagram and linking it later, but I'm hoping to be doing like a noise show eventually.
What's your handle
next month?
Ooh.
Yeah, and where can they follow you? Yeah,
Just occult picture show, like occult, like occult picture show on Instagram. I also have a YouTube, but I don't really have anything on there right now. And I'm probably gonna, that's like my animation and video stuff right now, and then I'm gonna be doing figure it out.
I like the stuff I saw you post on IG for animation. It looked pretty dope. Thanks. On YouTube, is it the same occult picture?
Yeah, it's the same. It's and then we'll see what happens, and then
if you follow me at Dedala.art on Instagram, you know, I'll be on August's upcoming album as a feature, you know,
doing some
Nosferatu.
There you go.
That's right. Yeah, Count Chocula will be on my album.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
He's got to be on the cover too.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. If
it'll be Dala's drawing of
Count Chocula. Yes. Perfect.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Knowing Dala, he'll be naked and eating cheese out of a bowl or
eating
some
cheese
shit. Like,
instead of chocolate.
I mean, that's what he does in the movie.
That's actually what he was wearing the first time I met him.
Yeah.
Me.
I knew it.
Yeah.
if y'all want to find me, you can find me at Gym Leader Nate on every platform except for Blue Sky, but I think I'm going to get Blue Sky actually. So probably that soon as well. Soon.
Yeah. And if you want to follow me on Gibbledang or at Gibbledang, you know, I'm only on Instagram. So there you go.
The only one that matters.
Perfect.
Yeah, barely.
Be sure to follow No Dumb Idea, you know, Instagram, YouTube, anywhere you find podcasts. But with that said, I want to give a shout out to
Count Chocula. Let's hear it for Count Chocula.
Shout out to Count Chocula. Yeah,
absolutely.
Shout out to Singapore. I think right off the bat, just got to get that.
I want to shout out Rascal Flatts, the greatest band of all time.
You're thinking of Tom Sinclair.
Jonathan Flats.
Mr. Flats.
Johnny Flats.
Rascal.
Shout out to the Minions. Yeah,
shout out to Minions. Of course. Shout out to Jizz.
That's August.
Jazz from Star Wars.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, shout out to August. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, love having you.
Shout out to sorry.
Shout out.
Sorry you showed up.
Apology.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.